and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Stephen Fitzsimmons, Institutional Portfolio Manager with RBC GAM's Blue Bay Fixed Income Team in Stamford, Connecticut. The last time I did one of these, I spent a lot of time talking about market participants' ever-changing expectations about rate cuts for the course of 2024. So I thought it would be interesting, as we approach a major U.S. holiday smack dab in the middle of the year, to reflect on everything that's actually changed since the end of last year and everything that hasn't. Where are we now versus where we expected to be? We found ourselves in a year with really high corporate bond issuance, which is set to stymie in the second half of the year. Rates have been volatile, but yields persistently high. Credit spreads have not been volatile and remain persistently tight. We have relatively stable fundamentals in credit, albeit within leveraged finance, we are slightly off the strongest fundamental backdrop that we've seen this cycle. For instance, upgrades outpace downgrades in investment grade year to date, 96 to 65, while downgrades outpace upgrades in high yield year to date, 231 to 174. And idiosyncratic default situations are starting to crop up. Additionally, we find ourselves hurtling toward a particularly divisive electoral cycle. Growth in the U.S. remains strong, but slowing. Inflation remains sticky, but showing signs of improving. And this was further supported by expectedly cool PCE numbers this past Friday. Geopolitical risk in the Middle East and Eastern Europe remains elevated. And now we are starting to see different types of political tumult cropping up in the Eurozone as nations grapple between more liberal forms of globalization and nationalist protectionism. What we find most interesting is that although there's been a ton of noise and rates volatility over the first half of this year, not much I just talked about is really different from what we knew coming into 2024. US GDP is in line with our projections, starting to slow, but not negative. Inflation cooling is never as linear as one would hope, but it is also in line with the idea that one or two cuts are possible this year. The labor market in the U.S. is showing signs of slowing we would expect to see, but the U.S. consumer is hanging in there well, supporting economic activity, but starting to show signs of a healthy dampening of confidence. And even the growing voices of protectionist nationalists are not terribly surprising either. On the Blue Bay Fixed Income team at RBC GAM, we are constantly challenging our own assumptions and understanding of the world. What is important to remember, however, is that a critical part of our philosophy is in finding those pricing asymmetries inherent in market participants' expectations versus reality. And what is critically important to remember now as we approach Independence Day, the cacophony of noise that leads to the kind of rates volatility we have seen this year was not terribly unforeseeable and probably something to further learn from. Economic data and trading volumes should be relatively light this week. We hope you enjoy the 4th with family and friends, and we thank you for your attention. Good luck trading.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice. And such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.